What are some of the things that make our products unique? Let's talk specifically about the minerals that go into our products.
Well, there's so many different minerals out there. There's literally minerals like iron oxide. Well, what is iron oxide? Well, that's a nice way of saying rust. It's just basically a metallic metal. And, you know, we've just never been designed to eat rocks. I've never felt comfortable bending down and grabbing a rock and gnawing on it. It's not my style. And we found out through science that we really don't absorb that much of it. And if our digestive system is in extremely good shape, we might absorb somewhere between 5 and 8%, which means 92 to 95% is just going out our digestive tract. And that's not an efficient way, because I don't want to eat 500 milligrams of iron to get 10. You know, it just doesn't make sense to do things that way. The next step up from there is that the ag business figured it out with cattle, and that is that they would attach an amino acid chelate, or a protein, to a mineral. And what happens is that when that goes into your digestive tract sees that amino acid and they go, oh, look at this, and they absorb it, and it brings it through the wall of your digestive system and goes into your blood. So the absorption level, instead of it being 5 to 8%, is up to 35 to 40%. But the disadvantage of that is that it costs a lot more to manufacture those type of minerals. But if you get a good mineral product in a tablet or a capsule or even liquids, you'll see the words amino acid chelate after all the key minerals. And then the next step up would be the plant-derived minerals. And those are minerals that originally come from a plant. See, a plant was designed to absorb minerals from a rock state. But when they do that, they attach a amino acid of their own to it, and then they make them all like charge. And that's the way our body was really designed to get minerals. I mean, they just to eat fresh fruits and vegetables, and our body would just absorb the minerals right away. In fact, your digestive system is really healthy. You can absorb up to mid-90s or that area of those type of minerals. But what we've found out over time is because the way our farming practices are is that the soil just doesn't have the mineral content that it used to. So the only insurance policy that you can get is to take a supplement that's derived from plant-derived minerals. And that's just exactly the foundation on which Dr. Wallach and the products are based on, is the plant-derived minerals.
I know you've been called Dr. Dirt by Doug Feierva, and he called you that because you were explaining how it is that we get these wonderful plant-derived minerals. Can you tell us just a little bit about that, Richard?
Well, sure. You know, Utah is known as the mineral state, and down in southern Utah, there's a huge valley, and this valley was just rich in minerals. In fact, depending on where you go in the valley, it's anywhere from 77 to 70 minerals. And if we go back thousands and thousands of years, there was rich vegetation in this valley. And then it's just like, you know, the leaves falling off the trees and whatnot. And then the next year would be another year and next year. And there was just this deep vegetation of rich soil and all these leaves. And it was basically a glorified compost pile. I mean, that's probably the simplest way that I can picture this. And then what happened is there was this eruption. And there was this thin layer of limestone, ash, rocks, and lava that encapsulate this compost pile. Now, if you can picture, if it was real deep, it was 200 or 300 feet worth of this lava on top, it would create so much pressure on this compost pile, it would turn into coal. And there's lots of coal in Utah. But since this was a thin layer, it didn't do that. Plus, when the eruption occurred, it was very dry during that era of the earth. And therefore, there wasn't enough water to fossilize that compost pile. So basically what happened is it just flattened it like a pancake, and it still remained a vegetable, vegetation and type source. And so when you go and you look at this material and you hold it in your hands, you can break it apart. You can almost count the layers of years after years after years, like rings in a tree, and you could see it. And it's about 100 years an inch, and it's just real rich with vegetation. It's very, very organic type material. And what we do is that when we work with this stuff, we get what's called fulvic acid in there, or hydrophilic acid, one of those T things. And that's plant-derived minerals. And what we do is we basically make iced tea with it. We take these minerals and we grind them up. That's why I get the name Dr. Dirt, because I'm always playing in this stuff. And then we take it and we put it in purified water, not just city water. You know, there's a lot of towns that think they have really clean city water, but we just take it a next step. We actually have a water purification program that's so thorough that we can almost make saline solution. We have the packaging line. One of our facilities could make saline solution, but we choose not to. We use this super clean water, and we put this fulvic acid, this humic shale, in the water, and then just like tea, the minerals that are in high concentration in this material leaches out into the water. And we know if we leave enough time and temperature and biometric pressure, we get this concentration of minerals in the water. And then we take all the remaining products out of it, and we have our plant-derived minerals. And it's just great.
How is it that these liquid minerals, the plant-derived minerals, differ from some of the competitors? I've seen a lot of other liquid mineral products on the market.
Well, you know, it's kind of hard to explain these to people because you really can't tell with your naked eye unless you go and you see what they make the material out of. When you see ours, you can see the vegetation that's in this humic shale. You can see the year after year after year. When you go to some of the other competitors, it looks like a piece of rock, like you would find along the side of a road that they've ground up to make it look like gravel. And yeah, you can get a percentage of minerals out there, but it's not this organic. It's not this fulvic acid type material. And to the best of my knowledge, we are the only people that get it from this one mine, and it's the richest source in all of Utah. There's other places that use things like sea salt, which is still just a crystal, or coral calcium. You might have heard of that before. Well, you know, when people talk to me about coral calcium, I ask them one general question, because just think about this for a second. Yeah, it has lots of minerals in it, very healthy for you. But if the ocean can't break it down in 30, 50, 100 years, what makes you think that your digestive system can do it in a couple of hours?
That makes sense.
But your body can break down and get minerals out of vegetation in a couple of hours, because that's the way God made you to do it.
So if the source of the minerals is much softer, if it crumbles in your hand, you're
Absolutely.
Saying that the minerals that come from that are much more readily absorbed by the body than those that come from a hard rock.
Absolutely. And the other unique thing about plant-derived minerals is that if you kind of picture out there, and a lot of people think it this way, that there's a calcium molecule over here and there's a magnesium one and an iron one. Well, that's not the way it really works. They all hook together and they become these clusters, kind of like caramel corn. You get these great big balls of caramel corn. Well, if you have a great big huge ball, it can't get into the cell because it's bigger than the gaps in the cell wall to fit through. Well, one of the unique things about plant-derived minerals is that instead of this great big caramel corn type ball, they break apart and they just want to bond one or two molecules together so they can get in and out of our cells without any problems. Your body doesn't have to break them down. And that's why they're so much more effective.
And they're also water soluble.
Also water soluble.
Which increases the safety of them.
Absolutely. They don't store in your fat in your body. And so you could take our plant-derived minerals at 100 times the daily recommendation for 100 years, and you'll never see toxicity limits.